Hello, everybody. Here I'm going to give some information about recent developments in NFN Tier 1 site since the last meeting from of Hepix 6 months ago. But before, I wanted to start from news that becomes public just 1 month ago. So what's new in Bologna? It was announced that Bologna is to become a new house for the biggest computing center dedicated for meteorological science. It's a European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast. This center will be moving to Bologna, and it's supposed to be operational in 2 years from now. Having already Cineca and INFN Tier 1 in Bologna, this move will make Bologna one of the biggest centers for computing in Europe. This facility will be located on the side of existing structure provided by local government, and it will be formed as a box in the box structure, and this is gives the possibility to host also other users, and it makes an opportunity for Tier 1 of NFN 2. So let's go back to Tier 1 site. The LAN wide area network connectivity status. For the moment, we have LHP OPN, LHC PN and LHC 1 sharing physical links of 60 gigabit per second. For LHC OPN, we have a 4 by 10 gigabit dedicated link to CERN. LHP 1, LHC 1 potentially upgradable to 60 gigabit per second, because we have a peering in Milan by 100 gigabit. General purpose IP is served by 2 links by 10 gigabit per second. Also, we have a data center interconnection with a remote site, which is at Bari. It's connected by 2 links by 10 gigabit per second. In the part of local area network, we have got very important upgrade, and we got a new core formed by 2 Cisco Nexus switches. Having this core, we have all our top of the rack switches connected to this, both of the switches, both of the core switches, and also disk servers connected to both of the switches, because we have our disk servers equipped with 2 or 4 10 gigabit network connections. The rest of the equipment is which is not doesn't have a 2 or more connections, 2 more Ethernet connections are connected to an old core switch, and that old core switch at the same time connected to both new switches. So this is our scheme for the moment. Okay. Data management and storage. For the disk-based storage, we have about 23 petabytes of space, usable space, managed by GPFS, and it's divided by five principal groups, five main groups, with a 3 to 4 petabytes file system in each group. For the tape-based storage, we have about 39 petabytes of tape, of used space on tapes. It's managed by HSM systems based on TSM and locally developed GEMS. We have only one tape library, which is equipped with 17 tape drives. This tape library will become full. We expect it to have it full by the end of the next year. So now we are thinking about buying another tape library. 2016 tender for disk was won by Huawei with Ocean Store 6800 devices, and these 3.5 petabytes are located in only two racks, if you see on the picture. It's going to replace 7 years old DDN systems 9900, which occupied about 7 or 10 racks in total. With this tender, we also expanded our fiber channel infrastructure. Actually, we didn't buy a new switch, but we just enabled additional port on this switch, bringing it to 98 port configuration. We are replacing our 10 gigabit servers with servers equipped with a 2 by 10 gigabit outbound connection and with a 2 by fiber channel 16 in a backend connection. In this configuration, we have about 10 servers for 3.5 petabytes of usable capacity. Preparing calls to upgrade of HSM servers to fiber channel 16. Here I'm showing a picture of our typical cluster configuration for an LHC experiment. You probably saw it before, but I just wanted to show it again to give you a possibility to ask a question if you didn't ask before. Here you see that we have also InfiniBand infrastructure, and it works very well since 2 years almost. Our group also managing backup and recovery service for not only for tier one services, but also for all CNAF managed services. In the beginning of this year, we did refactoring of this service, and we did a part of upgrade of the Spectrum Protect suite, also aggregating clients. We introduced backup to disk pool, and then we redefined the whole scheme. This significantly reduced the backup and the restore time in general. Okay, farming. The total power, computing power of CNAF or tier one, it's 250 kilospecint, kilos hepspecint. 0.7, yes. The CPUs from 2016 tender has been installed just last month, and it's a Huawei-based system with Blade servers. It came to replace almost 7 racks of old CPU, and the details of this particularity of this installation is that these servers are having Ethernet connection on the front side, so installation and cabling was quite cumbersome in this case. We are phasing out IFS as well as SEM doing, and for the moment we removed all IFS mounts from worker nodes, and only user interfaces are capable to use IFS now. For virtualization infrastructure, we're introducing VMware, and also it will be next slide. So part of our computing power located on a remote site. It's about 8%, so it's 20 kilohertz per kint on a 600 kilometers away from a main computing center. The new challenge is that we are going to use also computing power from Cineca, which is located in the same city, so it's close to us. And in this case, we will have a direct access to our storage from this remote computing nodes. So next year, it's very likely that some part of the pledge will become from that cluster. The tender for this year is almost ready. The preparation is almost done. We are looking for CPUs with 16 cores and the 10 gigabit network speed for each computing node. So it's likely that we will have Skylake CPUs. AMD is not likely because it's not in time for this tender. The main concern it's about RAM prices that, as it's shown here, you see, it's growing in price, and it's not clear why. Other activity, as I said, apart from VMware, we are also installing Pilot based on OpenStack, and this will start in May. The Condor testbed is being installed. Also, this work should be done quite fast. We need to phase out LSF by the end of next year. There will be another presentation on Tuesday about our new monitoring system. It will be done by Stefano Bovina. And also a lot of additional information can be found about Tier 1 INFN on our annual reports. It's available on our website. Please check them out. Thank you for your attention, and I'm ready to have your questions.